It's your host, Little Nina of Let's Discuss Books. Today is the last day of October, you know, October 31st. I want to share with you all some of the books that I have read for this month. Yes, I was trying to knock down that TBR, but it's just not happening. But I want you guys to stay tuned for this upcoming episode so I can share with you all some of the books that I have read. Peace. Yes, welcome. I hope everybody is doing great on this lovely Sunday, and I hope everybody enjoy their festive day. I necessarily don't celebrate Halloween. I mean, I have grown out of it, and then also I did some research on it, but that's everybody's own opinion when you talk about Halloween. I just enjoy the fact of seeing people put the art and creativity behind Halloween. And when I talk about behind Halloween, I'm talking about far as the costumes and the makeup. And there's so many people that is talented behind this makeup. I'm like, wow. But I enjoy the costumes, looking at people's costumes, the makeup, and seeing the kids all dressed up. So adorable. I saw this. Oh, gosh. There's this. She had to been too, and she was just right on the ground, and they dressed her up as Big Bird. I was like, look at her, she's so adorable. I thought that was so cute. And I saw like this other little boy, he was dressed up as Chucky, and I was like, oh, you probably is bad in real life. Oh, God bless your parents. God bless your parents. But he was so cute. But yes, I love to see the creativity and the art behind it. It's very nice. And I hope everybody stays safe during this trying times. It's very dangerous. It's not like how I was coming up in the 90s, because I was born in 83. So I was able to trick or treat a little from what I remember was back in the 90s, like 1990. I can say I can vaguely, but you know, remember the times when my mom took me trick-or-treating. I remember one year she dressed me up as Elvira. See, walking around here, a brown little girl dressed as Elvira. I thought that was so hilarious once I look back on it. But it wasn't as dangerous, because I asked my mom, I said, was it dangerous back then? She said, not how it is now, because back then she said she would still have to check my candy just because you have some honorary people out there and stuff like that. And I guess that was the time where people was putting like razor blades and apples and stuff like that. And she said that was just then it was just coming out how some of these people was just honoring like that. But it's always safe to check your kids' candy due to some people that are just honoring. But now when you take kids trick-or-treating, it's more than just razor blades and apples. Shoot, you have people that get into arguments, starting to shoot people. It is crazy. And then we in the middle of a pandemic too, so you got to really be careful, because a lot of people are not really clean. They like to cough and don't cover their mouth or not wash their hands. I seen people that will cough or go to the bathroom and not wash their hands. I'm like, bro, you got no, so you're just not going to wash your hands, you're not gonna sanitize them or anything, and they go right there and pass out candy. It's like, oh no. So yeah, we in the middle. I just want everybody to be safe. It's just way different now. And it's not getting any better. It's just getting worse. But we can all pray for the best and hope everything will just be safe. Just be safe, y'all. That's all I can say. Just be safe. But anywho, change of subject, right? So we're talking about October, and my goal for this month was basically to knock down some of my TBR. And for some of you that do not know what TBR is, TBR is to be read list. I didn't add the L on there because us readers, we already know what TBR is. We ain't gonna say TBRL. That's just too much. So we just be like, well, our TBR. But yes, a TBR is something that we have for us readers, because we want to knock down some of that list, because we see a lot of books out there that we want to read and we just add them on. So when we go back to the bookstore or we go online to purchase our books, we know what books that we want to read and we want to get first and foremost. Okay. And this month I was like, well, I want to read some scary type of horror slash thriller slash mystery type of books. And did that happen? No. Yeah, it sucks. But some of the books I was trying to finish up by October 1st actually was When the Reckoning Comes and Lovecraft Country by Matt Ruff. And I was just trying to finish up those two books before October 31st. But it just didn't happen. But I'm going to let you guys in on some of the books that I did finish by October 31st. One of them is called The Library of the Dead by T.L. Hachu. I might be saying that last name wrong, but it is what it is. But it's definitely by T.L. Hachu, and it's called The Library of the Dead. Definitely a great book. I gave it like a 3.5 out of 5. It was okay. I feel like it could be shortened. The plot and everything was on point. I felt like it has a little bit of dry points to it, but dry areas to it and stuff like that of that nature, but it was pretty good. It does have a part 2 coming out pretty soon. I don't know when it's going to hit, but it does have a part 2. Some of you all might enjoy, but I mean, I wouldn't mind giving part 2 a shot. But yes, it was okay for me. It was okay read, but what, that was one of my October reads. And another one was called Poison Heart by Carolyn Brelin? Hold on, let's take a pause there. Like, I can go look up that name and I'll be right back. Okay, I'm back. So this Poison Heart was written by Kaylin Byron. I have to say that twice. I might be jacking up the last name, but I believe it's Byron. But anywho, that book is very good. I really enjoyed that book. I finished it within 5 days. Does have, the pages is 382 pages. So, like I said, it will have you hooked. You won't be able to put it down at all. And it does have a part 2 coming soon. So, I can't wait when part 2 drops as well. Now, when I gave a 5-star. That book, oh my gosh, is about this girl. The main character has some type of power. She got the green thumb power. I call it the green thumb power, where anything she touch, it grows, and she's able to control them. The plants, the trees, anything she can touch, she'll grow it. And she have those type of powers, and it was passed down through the family, and she's the last of her family. But like I said, it's very good. I really enjoyed it. Can't wait for part 2. That was one of the books that I finished up for October. And then another one is called Careful What You Click For by Mary B. Morrison. That one is kind of like a drama, but it's not what I was wanting to read for the month of October. But it kind of fell into October because I don't know what happened, but that one definitely, I didn't get the chance to finish up in September, so I kind of dragged it over to October. But that one is actually a good book. It's a drama-filled book. Definitely, it's one of those books you cannot put down. That one, you guys should check out as well. Other one was called And Now She Gone by, the last name is Howell or Housel, I think, but that book is a hot mess. I didn't like it. So that's probably why I didn't remember the author's name. I didn't too much care for it. But I'm definitely going to give the author a shot again. So hold on. Let me just go look up the name. Her name was Rachel Hall. The author's name is Rachel Hall, I must say. And that book that she put out, it was nothing to brag on. I would definitely give that author another chance and read some of her other books that she has. But other than that, I'm not gonna be like really psyched to read any other books or add them to my TBR. It's just something, if I see it or think about it, I might just go look up some of the books that she has out and maybe add them to my TBR. See, that's another example. I'm trying to knock down my TBR and it's just not happening. Like I said, some of us readers would never I'm going to say never. I'm going to take that chance and say never would be able to finish that TBR, because your TBR would just get longer and longer and longer, because there's plenty of books that's out there and you just be like, oh my gosh, I got to read that book, add that one to my TBR, add that one to my TBR. It's just a lot. And especially if you have to work or just have a family life, you just have a life outside of reading. So definitely chopping up your TBR is just something that probably not going to happen. But yeah, that was just me this month. I said I was going to knock down some of my TBR and it just didn't happen. But those are some of the books that I had read this month. Was Be Careful What You Click For, The Library of the Dead, This Poison Heart, and now she was gone, and With the Fire on High. Those are five books that I have read this month. I was definitely was trying to get in The Lovecraft Country and When the Reckoning Comes. Those two books I was trying to finish up by October 31st, but that didn't happen. It's going to linger on to November, and I'm like, ugh. I didn't want that to happen, but it does. It does. Knocking down that TBR was something I was trying to do this month. And my TBR was just getting bigger, bigger, and bigger. And I'm like, oh, by me knocking it down, it's just not going to happen at all. So if you are a reader and you have a list and you're talking about knocking it down, you can knock it down all right, but you're going to consistently just like keep on adding like all these books. And it's just going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. I said larger, but it's definitely going to get... It is going to get larger, actually. So, I was on point when I said larger. But, anywho. Yeah. Far as knocking down that TBR, it's just one of those goals. Long-term goals, I should say. Now, if you're on Goodreads now, if you have a reading goal where you have a certain amount of, like, books that you can read before the end of the year, of course you can knock that out. And you could change that. My mind, it was set at 120, but I dropped it down to 100 books, okay? And I'm at 50 right now. 50 books right now. And I don't see me completing 100 books by December. I really don't. And I did a episode on how many... Well, it was mentioned in one of my past episodes that the average... the average person may read like maybe 5 books a year, and that's sad. And I'm up here sweating because I can't finish 100 books. Okay, I'm up here like, man, I can't even finish my goal. I can't even finish it. No, but the average person that actually read a book, man, they only finish like 5 books. Only read like 5 books a year, and that's bad because, I mean, you do want to read. Because I said it will increase your knowledge, your vocabulary, but maybe for some. But I feel like it keep your mind going rather than looking at TV. Because pretty much the stuff that you see on TV, you can definitely get in a book. But there are some people out there that does not like reading at all. They really enjoy looking, doing other stuff rather than reading. But teacher's own. But I'm a reader and I love reading. And I enjoy just the whole vibe of just reading, because it's a whole nother world. And then you actually, when you become a reader and open up to that book world, you get to meet a lot of people, and this is real cool. It's just real cool people that you run into, because you get to talk about different books and different authors, and you get to vibe back and forth, and the people are really down to earth and share that positive energy within, you know, just that share of positive energy. Which is really cool when you run into another person that love reading. So it's a whole nother world. I mean, you go on to book talk on TikTok and you look up some of the books on TikTok. Far as they call it book talk. And it's just a whole different world. Even on Instagram. And gosh, it's just a whole nother world, basically. And also on Facebook, they have groups of different, gosh, it's tons of groups on Facebook about books. So that's a whole nother world. So when you talk about knocking down that TBR, us readers and people that's in that world know exactly what you're talking about. And they'll tell you, like, I add so many books to my TBR. I don't think that I'm gonna ever get done with those books, or actually completing my TBR, because it's not going to happen, because I always adding books to that list, and it's just getting longer and longer, and my goal was to knock it down, and my list is like stupid long. But hey, it's a goal, you know, definitely a goal. And and gosh, I was really trying to on this month, but it just didn't happen. But those are the books that I had definitely read for this month. But it was one book in particular. I'm sorry, y'all. Yes. My words get tongue. I got tongue tied right there. But there was one book that I really want to say for this month. It was called White Smoke by Tiffany D. Jackson. And I ended up reading it last month. And it was actually good. I enjoyed it. I gave that book a 4.5 because it kind of reminded me of this other book called The Wrong Family. I just don't understand how people can move into a house and not know someone is living there. I just can't understand it. But yeah, definitely you guys should check out White Smoke by Tiffany Jackson. Great book. Definitely. I believe it's a Y'all series, but definitely a great book. I was trying to save it for October, but it was a book of choice in the book group that I am in. So I end up reading it. Definitely a great book. You guys should definitely check it out. I just purchased two books for, I was trying to read for this month, but I didn't really get the chance to finish. I didn't get the chance, but they are on my list. One of them is called The Jigsaw Man, and the other one was called The Whispering Man. So that one, The Whispering Man, is by Alex North. So I hope that one is pretty good. The other one is called Jigsaw Man. I can't remember the author off tops, but those books that I did purchase from a black bookstore that's located here in Kansas City called Black and Brown Books, I would believe. But definitely, you guys should check out that bookstore. It's definitely located here in Kansas City, right off of 39th. And it's called Black and Brown. So definitely go check that store out. I love the owner. Her name is Corey. Love her. Great vibe. The bookstore is so beautiful. Her bookstore is so beautiful. Like an inside. It just have a vibe, a nice little vibe, chill. You can come in there, pick out some books, pay for them, of course, and just sit there and chill and read. Very awesome. If you want to look at some of the pictures, I did take some pictures. It's on my Instagram page called For the Love of Books in KC, number 4, Love of Books in KC. Definitely go check those photos out, because like I said, if you're located here in Kansas City and you listen to this podcast, definitely go check that bookstore out. Also, if you're an author, you want to share some of your books in that store, promote some of your books, you can also email her as well. And you can also check that out on my Instagram page as well, For the Love of Books in KC. That all that information is definitely on my Instagram page. So definitely go ahead and check that out. So we are coming to an end. My voice is getting kind of choppy. I do not have no more water. So I hope everybody enjoyed this episode. Go ahead and tune in for the next one for next Sunday. I hope you guys are having a great day. Don't forget to be safe as always, and peace. I hope you all enjoyed that episode. Don't forget to like and share. Pretty much, if you feel generous and you want to donate, you can. I greatly appreciate that. And also, go ahead and share it to all your social media, such as your Snapchats, TikToks, Twitter, and Facebook, etc. So, and also, don't forget to follow me on Instagram, For the Love of Books in KC. I also have a TikTok, For Love Books in KC. Yeah, it's crazy. But I also have a TikTok as well. I can't change the name of it just yet. But yeah, it's called For Love Books in KC. But anywho, definitely follow me on Instagram, For Love of Books in KC. The number 4, Love of Books in KC. Peace.